that we're in our bedroom at night. Smoke detector is going off, and we can kind of smell a little smoke. First thing we want to do is...
Roll out of bed and feel the door.
That's Superior Firefighter Andy Knudsen talking to Cooper Elementary first graders. Four firefighters not only brought their fire truck, but also a two-room fire safety house.
And we're going to pretend that there's smoke out there. We can't go that way, so we're going to go that way. And I'll have the teacher here open the window. We'll all go out safely. Ready?
Smoke pours under the bedroom door. First grade teacher Annette Elbrick and Knudsen guide the first graders out of a window.
There you go. Hands and knees. Use the back of your hands. There you go. All right, we can open the window there. Okay, let's make our way to the window. Nice and safely, slowly.
Hold my breath.
But don't hold your breath too long, because then that could keep you from getting out safely.
Third grader Amanda Paulson is a three-year veteran of fire education. She's gone through fire education since kindergarten.
It was pretty cool. You feel the door, and if it's hot, you should stay down low if smoke is getting in, and then climb out the window. You go to your planning place.
What was the smoke like in there?
It was kind of smelled like syrup. The fires, foam would make it go away more likely than water.
Firefighters visit all City of Superior elementary schools. In Superior, Joe Kadach, Wisconsin Public Radio.